Speaker Talakvadze, honorary members, it's a pleasure to be here in Batumi to discuss how to enhance NATO-Georgia cooperation. And it is an honor to meet with the leadership of your parliament and to have the opportunity to exchange views on your important developments and reforms in that regard. We have just visited the port of Batumi, where we saw Georgia's new maritime capabilities and learned about the Georgian Coast Guard's cooperation with NATO. NATO provides both practical and political support to Georgia's ongoing domestic and defense sector reforms. There has been substantial progress in terms of strengthening democracy, boosting economic growth, and modernizing your defense forces and institutions. But the pace and progress of reform must continue to strengthen Georgia's resilience, ability to work alongside NATO allies, and to prepare, importantly, for NATO membership. This will require courage and conviction, a whole-of-society approach, and for parliamentarians on both sides of the aisle to work together. Representing all Georgian people, parliamentarians play an important role in Georgia's aspirations and efforts, and ensuring that Georgia remains a leader in the region in terms of reform. And may I just say, as I mentioned to the speaker a moment ago, that we are always so glad to have Georgia present at the NATO Parliamentary Assembly, where they are extremely enthusiastic participants and ask some of the most difficult questions. So with that, Mr. Speaker, the floor is yours.
Madlobt.
Thank you very much. I would like to extend my welcome, dear Madam Gottemuller, dear friends, dear ambassadors, members of parliament, so your excellencies ambassadors. I salute our society and citizens who are viewing this very important event in Batumi. We are extremely proud that we are the member of this community, this extended family, that we are NATO and the Western society reliable and responsible partners in this difficult region. Georgia has mastered power, mastered efforts, and the support of France to the end to develop her democracy. We stay committed to democratic principles, and Georgia is enhancing her democratic institutions. So it's natural that the parliament has a role to do, a significant role. For this, we have carried out constitutional reform. We changed the parliament regulation. We have activated our collaboration with the parliamentary within the parliamentary assemblies format. And I would like to specially single out NATO Parliamentary Assembly, where our delegation between the Georgian Parliament and the Assembly, we have wonderful and active collaboration. Georgia also is making herself proud of the fact, and our citizens, our society, are proud that Georgia is, out of non-member countries, one of the largest contributors into NATO's international missions. We are extremely proud that our soldiers, alongside with NATO soldiers in the most difficult areas of the world, are defending peace, freedom, and common values which unites us. It goes without saying that we have a lot of good tidings in terms of the development of our country, so which I will share with pleasure with you, but at the same time, as it occurs in real life, so we have bad news as well. That the fact that the bad news is that the challenge for us is the occupation of 20% of our territories. This is not a frozen conflict. This is not a problem which has already occurred. No, this is the challenge which exists today and which is continued in its worst shape up until now, which means the gross violation of human rights in the occupied region, which implies the kidnapping of our citizens, different threats that are flowing out from the occupied territories, as well as no permit to the monitoring, international monitoring missions into the occupied territories. Notwithstanding this challenge, which requires a lot of energy and attention on the part of our authority on a daily basis, Georgia still remains in the making of her future. Georgia still remains optimistic, self-assured regarding the commitments which we have undertaken before our citizens and our partners. Despite these challenges, we shape up our future. Russian Federation cannot shape up the future of Georgia. And we define the future of Georgia, and we stay assured that together with our partners, with Western partners, Georgia is making her future. So it is creating the moment, and it will be possible to reinstate our territorial integrity by peaceful way, by empowerment of democracy, by creating devising stronger economy and conducting responsible foreign policy. I would like to offer my thanks and congratulate you on the very important date after the creation of NATO, 70-year anniversary. I think this is the matter of special pride when the organization celebrates the 70-year jubilee. So by the achievements related to the protection of safety, defense of freedom, and our common values all around the world. Madam Gotha Müller, one more time, I am immensely gratified that we have the opportunity to receive NAC meeting in Georgia in Batumi. So this is extremely strong signal by the alliance that Georgia is not alone before her challenges. And the fact that we are moving on the correct track, we are developing our country rightly. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. And thank you for acknowledging our NATO 70th anniversary, which is taking place this year in 2019. You are quite right. We are celebrating all year long. So I consider this NGC session here in Georgia, our fifth NAC visit to Georgia, to be part of that 70th anniversary celebration. Thank you for that. This concludes the public part of this meeting. I thank the media for being here, and we will continue in a moment.